Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
And welcome to the roundtable with Dr. Bessie here at the roundtable with mothers and daughters around the world. It's another beautiful Saturday morning. We want to thank God that we are part of it. There's so many other things that could be going on, and we could not even be here, to be honest with you. So just want to thank God for an opportunity to be a part of the living on this day, and I'll tell you a little bit about that later on, what's on my heart. But right now we want to go to Frida. Frida's going to do the prayer for us this morning. Good morning, Frida.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How are you this morning? God is good.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You know, when you look at all the blessings and add them all up, you know, you just, when you get to the bottom line, it says good, you know?
Amen.
If you really look at it, the bottom line, it says good. Would you give us a prayer this morning?
Yes, I'll be honored to. Most Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you, Lord, for another day. But this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, you said, oh, God, and let everything that have breath praise ye the name of the Lord. So we just lift up praises, oh God, and worship, oh God. We just honor you. We bless you today. We bless you for another day, oh God. When we woke up, oh God, we have another opportunity, oh God, to live a purpose-driven life, oh God. We thank you, God, for eyes to see and hands and feet and legs. We thank you, God, for optimum strength, oh God, to do, oh God, everything that you have called us to do, oh God, and to be a blessing, to be a servant to others, oh God. We thank you, God, for Mothers and Daughters Faith Trust Ministries, oh Father God, as we, oh God, are building relationship with mothers and daughters and families and communities and ultimately, oh God, around the world, oh God. We thank you, God, for every guest speaker that comes, oh God, that just shares their testimonies, oh God, to be able, God, to not just give us hope, oh God, but key ingredients, oh Father God, that we, oh Father God, can have another opportunity to have a strengthen our relationships with our mothers and daughters and grandparents and aunts and every different people in our lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for our visionary and our leader, Dr. Bessie Fletcher, oh God, as she continues to be yielded to you, oh God, and to be able to listen, oh God, and follow your instructions, oh God, and be guided by the Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in her life, oh Father God. We thank you, God, for open doors and opportunities. We thank you, God, for her loyalness, her faithfulness on the radio, Father God, and as you enlarge her borders and territories. We thank you, God, for Ezekiel 16:44, as is a mother, so is a daughter, oh Father God, that we can give glory and honor to your name, oh Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Frida.
Hallelujah.
That.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're part of this team. You know how that goes.
Yes,
all right. Well, I'm going to go into the program. Talk back with you. Thank you, darling.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay. I'll talk to you later on today.
Sorry.
All right. That's prayer, so well put. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. You know, when I say that with a heart that's, you know, that this is thinking about what I have to do today, and that is to say goodbye to one of my dearest friends. She's been my friend for 45 years, Verona Hatton. Well, I should say Verona Holloway Hatton. And I just wanted to, just to say that, you know, we go through life and we meet people that you know when you meet them that they have purpose in your life. And we don't know at the time the length of the relationship, the depth of the relationship, and all that's involved in the relationship. But if you know you do the very best that you can in any relationship, and especially a relationship with your girlfriends, you know, you just do the best you can and hope that you get the best that you can out of the relationship. And I can honestly say that out of 45 years, Verona and I have been friends that even when we had a disagreement, we took care of it and made sure it was not, you know, anything that would last. And we respect each other's space and what we knew what one or the other didn't like and what the other one liked and didn't like. So we tried to stay out of those territories to make sure that we did not go into the areas because we knew each other well enough not to do anything to offend each other in any way. But today she's going to be, she's going home and, you know, she suffered some from an illness, and with that, I think she just decided, well, enough is enough, and today's her day to return back to the earth, and tomorrow would have been her 76th birthday. Not only was she a good friend, she was a motherly figure to me as well. So as a young girl coming into a new town, not knowing anybody, you know, she was like my second mother in a way, but a mother and a friend, the kind that you could say the things to her that you probably wouldn't say to your mother. So I had the best of two worlds there. And so I'm excited. I'm not sad. She did not want that. She wanted it to be a uplifting, very short, it's to the point. That's the way she was, a woman of very little words. And so that's what we're going to do today, and I was asked to do the eulogy, and I'm honored to do that. So just pray it's my strength in the Lord that you all lift me up, that I can do this. Because, you know, when you're close to people, it does take a toll on you mentally and physically as far as trying to share your thoughts and feelings and without being so emotional. So with that, I just thank God for her life. And I thank God for having us to meet and all that she shared with me. Again, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and you are here at the Roundtable with mothers and daughters around the world. What I suggest that you do is that you call your friends, text them, and let them know that they do not want to miss this show. Last week we had an exciting guest. She goes by J. Monique, and I mean, she came on and told a story. The audience, you know, just gravitated to it because after the show and people texting and calling and telling, oh man, that was a good show, we love it, blah, blah, blah. But there was something else there that I got from that, and that was the fact that she's 52 and she's dealing with some issues that a lot of other 52-year-old, 58- and 60-year-old women are dealing with, but not saying. They just decided, well, you know what, it's best left to be unsaid. Let's just leave it alone. But it's not left unsaid, and it's not left alone because you are thinking about it in your intro conversation. Those thoughts, those memories keep coming back, and you deal with them. Sometimes it takes you to a level of depression in your thought. Sometimes it makes you sad. Sometimes you just don't know what to do. And some people drink. Some people do drugs. Some people get sexually involved. You know, some people are angry at other people. You know, they take that emotion and they just throw it wherever they can. So I heard some of the comments last week, and I thought, you know what, we need to continue this conversation. It was so good, we went overtime. And I know we had Pastor Linda on there. I don't know if she's on today. I'm not on the switchboard right now. But Pastor Linda was talking at the time, and I hated to go in and break up that conversation. But, you know, we only have a certain amount of time, and I only set the switchboard. We could set the switchboard for 2 hours, but I didn't. We usually do an hour run, and we did go over, and that was okay because we can do that to some degree, but it throws everything off for the other part of the show. So I said, okay, let's just continue it this week. Let's just continue it. So what I'm going to do is get all my announcements out so that we can get back inside of that conversation that we were in last week. I truly enjoyed it. It was uplifting. It was very informative. And even talking to Monique, she said something came out with her that out of the conversation that she came up with, you know, abandonment. And it really, it was an aha, it was a revelation moment as far as what that meant in her life. So we're going to kind of continue that today, and we're going to look at Mommy, Where Were You? A Daughter's Cry, Part 2. And Part 2, we're going to deal with the physical and the mental abandonment. So call your friends, text your friends, tell them to call in at 347-539-5078 to listen to the show, and click 1 to join in on the conversation. If you click 1, then I know you have a comment that you want to make. And what we're looking for today is your testimony. Share your testimony in, that's related to this topic, or if you want to go off the topic, we prefer that you stay on. But if you have a testimony that's on your heart and you want to say it, then, you know, we are here to listen and to help give some support to that as well. We don't want anybody to walk away and say, yeah, but I want to talk about, well, hey, Monique and I and Cynthia and Frida and everybody else on here that wants to participate, we'll listen, and we'll definitely be able to give you our best loving advice as we possibly can. Again, my name is Dr. Bessie. I'm here at the roundtable with mothers and daughters around the world. I have some good news for you. We are on every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesday at 11:30, we are on KOUS 96.3 FM in Louisiana, Monroe. And what I want to say to you is that that particular radio station has been hit by the floods that are going on in Louisiana. They need help. Give me an email, and I can get you to Lady A as far as helping her get the station and the things fixed. They had a flood and damage not only in her home but in the station as well. So I'm at Dr. Bessie 1, that's DrBessie, the number 1, at gmail.com. That's DrBessie 1 at gmail.com. Email me, and if you would like to make a contribution to Lady A in this matter, you know, I'll get you to her. We also on Gospel Gems. Gospel Gems, the old-time gospel music with Mr. Sam Tate. He's been around for 50 years in the radio business. He started the radio program at A&T University 50 years ago and has been in the business ever since. He's also attached to African USA Radio, which carries us into that market with him. We are advertising with him, and he has an interview for us on there, and occasionally I'm on the show. We're on there every day, one way or the other, and that takes us into an audience of 786 million people throughout Africa. So that is a reach that we definitely are going to capitalize on. I want to tell you about the retreat on the 19th of May. It's coming quick, 2016. Mother and Daughter Retreat, Developing My Best Me. It's a 3-day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning. You don't want to miss this. And we have only a few places, I say sleeping cabins, rooms in the cabin. So a lot of people want to get in the cabin with us. So if you want to get there, you got to do your registrations this week. Be sure to do that, because on Wednesday we're making room assignments. We want everybody that wants to be in the cabin. Otherwise, you have to stay in the hotel, which is not too far away, and then we'll bring you over to the retreat, over to the cabin where we will be. But the fun is going to be inside the cabin, so don't delay. We're in the Smoky Mountains of North Carolina. That's going to be the 19th through the 27th. It's going to be awesome. Again, if you have any questions, you can email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. All right, our stimulating topic this morning is Mommy, Where Are You? Where Were You? A Daughter's Cry, Part 2. Before I get to Monique, I just want to go over a couple things here. Our platform, of course, as Frida said this morning in the prayer, is Ezekiel 16:44, as is the mother, so is the daughter. And if you just really stop and think about that for a moment, go to Ezekiel 16:44, read it for yourself. I didn't write it. God said it, and his instructions to me was don't add anything to it. Don't take anything away from it. It will mean different things to different people. Because we are unique, we are daughters first, then we become mothers. But we also had a mother and daughter relationship before we came mother to a daughter. So you see the trend there, and then go back and look at the similarities. How was your mother with her mother? How was your relationship with your mother? How's your relationship with your daughter? And look at that and see, as is the mother, so is the daughter. And I guarantee you, and the reason I say guarantee you, because God does not lie and his word is true all the time. So he says, as is the mother, so is the daughter. And if you look at that, you're going to find as is the mother, so is the daughter. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but it's never going to be perfect. Let me just tell you that. Don't even think that you're going to find a perfect mother and daughter relationship or a perfect mother or a perfect daughter. It's impossible. That's why we had Jesus, so that we can go in and repent for the things that we, the mistakes that we make, because we are on this journey and we are walking by faith. You know, whether you know it or not, some people say, well, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in this. Okay, it doesn't matter. You're walking by faith because you don't even know what the next second is going to bring. So you're believing that I'm going to be here in the next hour. You believe in that. I'm going to be here in 30 minutes. I'm going to be here all day today. I'm going to be here tomorrow. You believe that. And God says what? According to your faith, so is unto you. So you believe in your way through every second of every day. And it's 86,400 seconds in a day. Just think about it. That's how many times you are believing that you're going to make it from one second to the other. That's powerful. Think about it. All right, now we're going to go back and we're going to look at, I'm going to go back to the conversation from last week, and then I'm going to bring Monique in. I just wanted to highlight, because we have new people coming on, and we want to get them updated with the conversation so that, you know, they can, you know, it's sad when you walk into a conversation and you don't know quite what people are talking about. So I usually try to go back and give the highlights of what the previous conversations were, so people can kind of jump in and have an idea of what we're talking about. We're talking about Mommy, Where Were You? A Daughter's Cry. That was our last week stimulating topic. And the answer came from a 52-year-old lady, and I'm saying this because we want you to understand that it's not a teenage problem. It's not a young woman's problem. It is an issue that I have seen, even up to women that are in their 80s and their 90s. I've spoken, the oldest lady that I've interviewed was 104 years old. Energetic, she had the stories about her mother, I'm telling you, that was just unbelievable. So no matter what the age, there's a mother and daughter story, and there's some interesting dialogues that go along with it. You know, when a daughter cries out and wants to know why, why not me? Why would you choose your other children over me? You know, what have I done? I came here as a baby. You carried me for 9 months in your womb. What is the disconnect? Where does the disconnect come from? You know, and psychologically, as well as our guest has done, I mean, she's very well known in the industry and for her work and expertise in the media and television and, you know, Disney and just you name it. Very successful. But there's still that underlying question. What happened? Why not me? Why am I not having the relationship that my other sisters have with you? At what point can a mother decide that she's going to stop mothering her child? At what point does that happen? Where in it that says, you know, okay, I've taken you as far as I'm going to take you. I brought you into the world. Now I'm just going to move on and do something else. But at another point in time, you have some children and you decide, oh, well, I'm going to do better with these. But yet you left this one over here. And see, that's like I was telling a young lady one time, you know, and the Lord was saying, you know, we can't take care of somebody else's children and abandon our own. That's not the way it works. And we see this a lot, even in the churches. And when I say churches, I'm just saying in the spiritual, religious arena, when we can go to church and be holier than thou, and we can talk this talk about how great we are, but yet we are not really doing what we should do or taking care of our own children. Now, I know we have some defiant children out there, and I know they will, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, they are like, no, I'm going to find my own way. I'm going to discover what I want to discover. And what I want to discover, you don't agree to, and so I'm just going to do it my way. So that's the child you're going to do what? We're going to pray on that child, and we're going to cover that child with the blood of Jesus, and we're going to put that child in the hands of God, and we're going to know that that child shall return back to the home in which he or she left. And I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about the spiritual connection, the bond between the mother and the daughter, okay? So now with all of that being said, you know, you have someone that's crying out saying, you know, you abandoned me. You abandoned me. And abandonment, when I was thinking about that last week, you know, being left behind physically is one thing. You have someone that will clothe you and will pick you up and clothe you and feed you. I mean, that's a blessing if you do, because so many children are abandoned and not being taken care of. But our guest was picked up by her grandparents, who loved her and raised her and gave her all the principles that she needed to be this Proverbs woman. I would put it under that, and just do wonderful things. But yet, the mental part is something that cannot be healed when there's an abandonment mental thought about your mother and leaving you. Now, sometimes you know, we smile and we walk and we dress and we look the part. You're ruined. And it's late in the night or early morning, and the thought hits you, and you have so many things coming at you. You've been abandoned by other people. You don't. Your husband abandoned you. Your kids abandoned you. Your job abandoned you. Your community abandoned you. You know, and you don't realize that all those things come together, and when you really get to that point where you can't stand it anymore and the tears are rolling down out of your eyes and you're crying on your pillow and you're asking God why, it all goes back to that one source. If you are abandoned by your mother or your father, it's very hard, strong bonding relationship with other people. The mental part is the hardest. Because that's something that nobody can see. That's something that you live with. So when I was looking at Psychology Today, I went in and did a little research on that. So let me just see what is out there. And I put it in there. And then Psychology Today came up with an abandonment. It says, living with repeated abandonment experiences create toxic shame. Toxic shame. Now that's something. And I never really thought about that. Shame. When a child is raised with chronic loss without the psychological or the physical protection that they need, and certainly deserve, it is most natural for them to internalize incredible fear, not receiving the necessary psychological and physical protection equals abandonment. And living with repeated abandonment experiences create toxic shame. Now that in itself, shame arises from painful messages implying in an abandonment that you're not important, you're not of value. I mean, this is the pain that people deal with. And some children in abandonment is primarily physical, because abandonment occurs in the physical condition as well as the mental condition. And if you are worn down in your mental, your psychic, eventually it's going to tear down the organs of your body. There comes stress. That's why they say stress will kill you, because stress, abandonment will create stressful thoughts. It will create stressful anxieties in your body, which overworks the heart, have your blood pressure going up and down. Just the thought of abandonment can send your blood pressure skyrocketing up. See, that's how it does with the physical. But mentally, people have walked away. They have walked away because they couldn't deal with a conversation that was connected with abandonment. They couldn't deal with that, because children are totally dependent on their caretakers. You know, mothers, your daughters are looking for you. They cannot raise another family if you are not well, because they need to see you do it in order to repeat it. As is the mother, so is the daughter. So if you are lacking in some area, mentally or physically, then the daughter has to experience that in some way. And sometimes they just walk away because they don't want to deal with it. You know, they've lived your story from a child. And then all of a sudden when they get 18, it's like, I'm out of here. I've heard this story about my grandmother all her life. She's not doing anything about it. I'm tired of hearing it. And then here you go. You abandon again. Because you have, what, talked to your child right out the door. And that's where Mother and Daughter Bonding Network come in at. We are here to help you deal with the issue. We can't change it, but we certainly can help you deal with the conversations that are in your head. That's my specialty, is to help. It's called MITE, Managing Your Intro Conversation. And what I've done over the last year since 1982, and everything that I do, when I'm working with mothers and daughters, I'm dealing with corporations, I'm dealing with a person one-on-one, it doesn't matter. It starts with the intro conversation. And until you understand how that conversation works within your head, it's going to be hard for you to deal with the issues that come through those conversations. You've got to learn that key words have to be replaced in order to change the mental thoughts, which creates the visions, which will find themselves hardening into your reality, which is called your life experiences. So if you don't like where you are, you simply change what you say. In order to change what you say, excuse me, you've got to understand that words create, and then you're going to do an analysis to look at your words and see what words are you using that is really cementing, just making it harden those abandonment issues mind. We got to use it as one of those jackhammers that you see. It's just you have got to use other words in order to break up those old thoughts and replace them. And it can happen once you learn how to manage your intro conversation, that ongoing conversation in your head. And that's what we do. So give us a call. Give me an email. Be glad to talk to you. You know, that's as far as I think I'm going to go with this morning. We're going to go to our switchboard here, and we're going to talk about abandonment issues. I know, I need to say one thing. And I left off, and please forgive me because it is kind of down at the end here. But today we're having a fashion show for mothers and daughters in the prison, and Cynthia's not on this morning because Cynthia is running the ministry down in Florida, and the prison has allowed us to do a mother and daughter fashion show within the prison. Because of the death of my girlfriend, I won't be able to be down there. I was supposed to be down there today, but, you know, this is where I am. This is where I'm supposed to be because of her funeral today. But I just wanted you to know that God is using us. We've been working with women in prison, the release part of the prison. So they're on work release, and we've been working with them for 4 years and teaching them and getting them ready for life outside of prison. So the activity today dealing with the Butterfly Award, we're giving awards to the ones that have been in our program and that have came out of the cocoon and now are butterflies and looking for their release and going out into the world. And our program, which we're doing on May 19th through the 22nd, that Friday, that is one of the elements in which we have created to help women to get from one point to the other. All right. Thank you for listening to that. I just want to say, Cynthia, if you're out there listening, I know you probably are. You know, good luck for tonight. Blessings. And I know it's going to go well. All right. Let's open up the line here. Good morning. Monique.
Good morning, Dr. Blast Bessie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Can you get to a quiet spot? We can hear your traffic behind you.
Oh, well, that was a part of my conversation. We were talking about the mind.
Okay.
And I am walking in a 10K race and this morning, and that's one of the things that I wanted to say about the mind. It is that, you know, when things started to bombard me with how I felt about what was going on, you know, I just had to throw a party in my mind, and that party consisted of the Word of God and all of His truth and all of the things that He has said about me. And when you throw that party and you make sure that the noise in your head is louder about what He has said about you than what the abandonment is trying to say about you, then that's how you overcome. So one of the things that I did with my mind was I had to own the Word of God, and I had to own my joy. And I'm running in a 10K race in New Orleans this morning. And if you know anything about New Orleans, I don't care if it's a race, I don't care if it's whatever it is, it's going to be a party. And so that's what I'm doing this morning, and that's what I did. I owned the Word of God in my mind. I saturated with it. You got to throw a party in your head and just let your head understand who you are in Christ and own Him, love Him, and let Him love you. And that loves away that abandonment. The other mental thing that I had to do was own my glad. I had to own my joy. I had to desire joy. I had to want joy more than I wanted sadness. And I had to teach myself how to understand what joy looked like and what joy was for me, and to rush to it. And so we have to do those things with our own minds, because the devil will make a field out of your mind as I'm walking people on the sidelines cheering us on. But that's what we had to do. And you have to get around people who want that joy for you. You cannot allow yourself to stay in a place where only detriment and circumstances can be heard in your mind. You got to saturate your mind with that word. And when you do, you go back around those same people, your mother, whoever it is, and they'll wonder what's wrong with you because you're full of laughter, you're bubbling with joy, and it just, you know, it helps to position you to be able to take life on. The other thing that I did was, and what I hear so many people don't want to do, is talk about your story. Because talking about your story, finding it's a gift. The experiences that we experience in life are a gift. You have to take that gift and be willing to talk about it, because in talking about it, it liberates me, but it liberates others as well. And that's the other thing, Dr. Betsy, that I wanted to share, is that you have to tell your story. It's a gift. It can become a book. It can become a documentary. It can be something that's going to be spread out to the world and bring joy to somebody else. So it will liberate you, and it will liberate others. There you go.
All right, now. Yeah, I hear the joy. I hear the joy. That's some walking and talking, I'm telling you, in New Orleans. I can't wait to get down there. Well, you know, that is a different angle from which I didn't expect, but, you know, I understand that, owning it, and that makes sense, because when you're talking about the interconversation, we're talking about realizing what you're doing, your participation in those words that you're adding, and that you have to realize you are owning that, because you are actually the maker of your creation. So whatever you create, it's what you're going to experience. And God is so good and so generous that he allows us the power and authority, and we don't realize that we have it. We don't. We are using it just the opposite in which he has given it to us. We can create the greatest. We can create something. But see, what happens is this, Monique, when people get into that owning it, you got to believe that you own it. See, a lot of people can't see themselves in a position only for a short period of time. And that joy will come for the moment, and then the moment something happens that's in the negative, they forget the joy, and then they pick up on that negative word, and then they take that and try to ride that out, you know? So with that,
absolutely.
I was talking about that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to ride that out.
Absolutely. Yes, and getting to a person like yourself that knows the psychological aspects of what a person is going through, most of the time people can't own their joy and they can't liberate because they don't really know what's going on with them yet. They haven't even acknowledged that it's abandonment. All they know is that they were left behind. They know that there's a hole in their soul, and they don't know how to fill it. And so finding someone, a professional, that can help you analyze where you are and what's going on with you as soon as possible, and then taking that step to figure out, okay, what does the word say about me? The word says that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. The word says that I am a royal priesthood, a holy generation. And so you can say to that other situation, you left me behind, but my God says that I am this, and my God says that I am whole, and my God says that he provides this for me, and he'll be a mother to the motherless, and he'll be a father to the fatherless. And when you pack all of that into your mind and throw some balloons and some doubloons and some party favors with it, ain't nothing the enemy can try to do that can consume your mind with anything else. And so you have to chase after that, and you have to desire that, but you need help along the way. Somebody like yourself, a professional that can help you find a way to what it is that's going on with you, and then you can attack the situation. That's what you do.
All right, now. I'll tell you. That is true. That's when I have clients, it's amazing. I had a client yesterday, and her and her daughter, and I'm telling you, we did a four-hour run, which is very long, but it was necessary. And I had to take them back because they were older clients that had been with me some time ago. I had to take them back to say, okay, now we got to go back and refresh our memory of what we talked about some years ago about the intro conversation. See, this is not something that you can do on a one day and then forget for another month and then go another month. This has to be a daily thing, just like you are talking to God daily. This is all that it is. You are talking, your intro conversation is a conversation between God and the enemy and you. This is the enemy trying to convince you to do wrong. God is telling you, but I said. And when he said something, we have to be, we can find the joy, we can find the peace, we can find the love just by reading his word. He says, you know, when they came and said, Jesus, your mother's looking for you, your brother's out there. He's like, whoever served God, whoever, you know, serves my father, that's my mother and my brother. And so we have to look at that our physical parents are not our all in all. They were the one that God used to bring us into the world. But our Father and our Mother, heavenly, is the one that gives joy and peace. You can't buy this. You can't go
and work and get money and try to buy happiness. You can take all of the trips you want. You can shop till you drop. You can buy a bag, Prada, Gucci, whatever, Coach, and it'll be excitement until you show it off the first time. After that, the thrill is gone. So you have to really look at, how do I get everlasting joy, that joy and peace, no matter where I am, no matter what's going on, I don't change. I know how to deal with my intro conversations because just like you said, Monique, you have to use the word of God. That's the only word. You cannot put one word of yours inside of that. But if you say what God says, inside of those words are containers of power and authority that will activate themselves, and they will do exactly what God said. I know you're running, so I don't know if you cut off.
Amen,
Dr. Fletcher.
No, I'm here. I hear you. You're absolutely right. You run with the word. Don't run with the problem. Don't run with the circumstances, because when you do, you taint your soul. And when you taint your soul, because then now your mind is connected to this problem, your soul is connected to your problem, when you start to see things show up in your body that are physical now to take you out. Because at the end of the day, that's what the enemy desires. He wants you out. He wants you down for the count. You know, you start to see diabetes. You start to see high blood pressure. You start to see these kinds of things attack your body. Ultimately, things like cancer can attack your body. And so you want to keep your soul happy. You want to keep your soul happy so you can serve happy and live happy. When we serve, we're giving a part of us that is a natural thing for us to be able to regenerate and rejuvenate ourselves, not regenerate, but to rejuvenate ourselves. And when we can't do that because we're pressured down thinking we're not good enough, or because we were abandoned, we can't do something, we can't do this or we can't do that, it hinders our ability to go forth and live in that positive place that God desired for us to live in. So don't hold back. Don't stay there. Get up. Find somebody that can help you to move out and do something physical like I'm doing today. I'm walking a 10K. This is my second time running this, walking this race. But you learn so much in a journey. You see good. You see bad. You see all kinds of things. People offer you water. People offer you beer. You got a choice. But whatever your choice is, good or bad, right or wrong, keep moving. In a race, you just keep moving. Look at it. Okay, I made a good decision or I made a bad decision. Okay, Lord, let me water myself with the word, and I just got to keep one foot ahead of the other every single day. And I just passed the fourth mile marker, so I'm more than halfway in the race. So you see police. I see people who are encouraging me. I see doctors like you, Dr. Bessie, that's out here. They're willing to help. If something happened to me, they'll stop along the way and help me, but they'll get me right back in the race. So just stay in the race, in your mind and in your soul and in your physical body. Stay in the race. You got a good one on the line with you, Dr. Bessie. She can help you keep, stay there.
Thank you. Well, I'm
you
going, we are
come
going
and do
to cut it short today. Good luck, blessings on your race, and I know you're going to complete it. And because
yes.
of my a funeral today, I'm going to we're going to cut the radio short today. And just for my audience out there, my girlfriend of 45 years, Verona, died
yes.
on last Sunday, and I'm having to do the eulogy today. So it's that I got to leave here at 11 o'clock, but I didn't want to not do the show. I wanted
yes.
to do the show as much as I possibly could and then get ready to go. So I'm going to.
And I got
going
a word
to,
for you, Dr. Bessie. Here's the word. She's on a new journey now. And the Bible says that they sit in a heavenly grandstand, and now she's in a position to cheer you on. And so now she can see you in a better position, and she's got those pom-poms, and she's just singing and saying, Bessie, go, Bessie, go, Bessie, go. And to everybody that Dr. Bessie is talking to, and to everybody that Dr. Bessie is encouraging, she's saying to all of us today, run, go, you can do it. And so I just wanted to encourage you today, when you go out to do the eulogy, you just be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and know that your sister is cheering for you this morning.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, as I was writing the eulogy, I could just feel her standing over me, you know,
We used to have so many conversations. And I could just feel her because she's always said, you know, I don't want
that's
a loan.
What she
do? I don't want any loans on our funeral. You know
that's
what I
right.
want. And her daughter said to me, nobody knows her better than you to do the
that's
eulogy.
Right.
And what an honor that
aww.
Was. So, and that's the truth. Nobody knows her better than me. Even her daughter, you know, when
right.
your girlfriends, I tell them, you know, where the bones are buried. So
that's right.
we're going to go and send
so
her off in a cheerful manner.
Yes.
Okay.
We're gonna be
thank
you,
and God
up.
Bless
be
you.
You up. Thank
right.
you, too. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
I have one word for everybody out there. You know, today, as I go to do the eulogy for Verona, as I was writing it, I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, what is it that you would have me say? And I heard the heart of the matter. And the heart of the matter just really was saying it all. Verona was a woman of very few words, but when she said something, we always call her E.F. Hutton. When she spoke, we all listened because she just didn't speak. She would think before she spoke, and once she gave you her opinion, it was very hard to get her to change her mind because she just didn't answer. She thought about it. So with that, the Lord just showed me to speak to them about their heart, because what's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth, and what comes out of your mouth will determine how clean your body is. Because God led me to, and I don't have it right here in front of me, but it was a passage there with, I think it was Ezekiel. I don't want to say because I'm confused right now. But anyway, he led me to this passage, and what it was saying was that what you eat in your body, what you put in your body, does not cause the body to be unclean. But what you say and comes out of your body is what will cause the body to be unclean. Because what you have on your heart, if you have hatred and unlove and lust and all kinds of things in your heart, it's going to come out of your mouth. But if you have the love of Jesus in your heart, then you're going to say words according to that. And so that's what I want to share with them today. Because when Verona said something, her words really demonstrated what was in her heart. And so I just want to share that with you all today. We're going to be talking about the heart of the matter. It may be something you want to think about. And I thank you for allowing me to have a short show today. And let me get up, get dressed, and go do what I've been asked to do in the name of the Lord. And you all have a blessed week. God bless you, and I'll see you next Saturday. Bye-bye.